Chapter 3. Subsequent investigation by the police revealed that on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Ralph made a stop in Chelsea. Chelsea is an industrial backwater adjacent to Boston. It is linked with the Charlestown section of Boston by the Tobin Bridge, which carries U.S. Route 1 north toward the upper reaches of the New England coast. But Charlestown, benefiting from its pre-industrial charm, its proximity to downtown, and the cachet of a revolutionary past that includes Bunker Hill, has been gentrified to a fare-thee-well. It is, for example, the locale of the restaurant Olives, home base for the culinary empire of celebrity chef Todd English. Chelsea, meanwhile, is a sad sack of a town, a lonely wallflower, never invited to dance during the urban revitalization parties of recent decades, which animated the rest of the Boston real estate scene. It was left with a housing stock, a central business district, and an economic base which are not merely old but tired. What we have here is the town that marketing forgot, a city of 35,000 souls bereft of even a single solitary Starbucks. The dominant physical feature in Chelsea is the elevated Route 1 viaduct attached to the northern end of the bridge. The Tobin Bridge itself, as it crosses the Mystic River, is a picturesque assembly of steel girders and trusses perched on conical pilasters. Not especially when you're driving on it, but very much when you're looking at it, the effect is airy and lacy and rather nice. Although built in 1950, the design has an aesthetic sensibility more reflective of the 19th century, a celebration of the age of steel manifest with admirable clarity of concept and refinement in execution. The half-mile viaduct, however, ripping through the heart of Chelsea, is one god-awful piece of crap. It is massive, it is gross, it is double-decked and painted a bilious green. It is in places 6 stories high. It appears that at the time it was built, public works officials may have intended to do the city a favor by elevating the highway, thus preserving connectivity at street level between the two sides of town. If so, this is ironic. What they wrought was the road from hell paved over with their good intentions. But if the viaduct is a scar that disfigures the listless and dispirited face of Chelsea, the drama of ordinary life still roils beneath the surface, anything but listless and dispirited. In that, Chelsea is no different from anywhere else. And Ralph, as he exited from the viaduct that Friday morning onto Chestnut Street, was about to become a player in one of those dramas. I'll tell you the story as best we can reconstruct it from what was uncovered during the investigation.